100% owned and operated. The Shawnee Radio app. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom!
Kaboom!
Hi, this is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success Podcast. How are you today? I'm so glad that you are listening in and joining the Reimagine Success Podcast today. Today, we're going to talk about resilience. Resilience is a very small word, but very important word, especially for all that we've talked about on this podcast. There are many times where some of the things that I've introduced on the podcast, some of the tips and techniques that I've introduced, I'm sure you may have tried them or want to try them, but sometimes you can try them, get started, and not work out, or you don't keep it up. So resilience is key to anything that you do, anything that you try to change, especially when you are trying to reimagine success for your life. So we'll dive deep into resilience today. Last week, I spoke about Renaissance. And I talked about it in terms of Beyoncé's tour and album called Renaissance. And just about having a renaissance in your life. Renaissance is when you are like a butterfly, going from the old and morphing yourself into the new. So resilience is definitely something that you need when you're trying to make a renaissance in your life. So this topic is very on time after the one we talked about last week. So we'll talk about 6 tips to help you stay and remain resilient. And I'll also share the crystal for today. The crystal for today is based off of a Negro spiritual that was sung by the Freedom Singers during the Civil Rights Movement. And it's called "Ain't Gonna Let Nobody Turn Me Around." So that's the crystal for today. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. That's another way of saying I'm gonna be resilient. I'm going to be resilient no matter what anybody says or does. No one can stop me when I have my goals and dreams that I am going to achieve and make and come to fruition in my life. So we'll talk a little bit more as well about the crystal for the day again. Ain't going to let nobody turn me around. But first, we're just going to jump right on in into the topic of resilience. So like I said, I'm going to share 6 tips to help you be resilient in your life. The first tip is get connected. So getting connected means building strong, positive relationships with loved ones and friends who can provide you with needed support, guidance, and acceptance in good and bad times. And it's also important to help establish other important connections by volunteering or joining a faith or spiritual community, club, group, that matches and aligns with your interests. Getting connected with the community will help you remain and become resilient. It's that support system when things aren't going well that can get you back up on your feet and get you walking on your path towards your success and towards the renaissance that you may be looking for in your life. Now, I want you to take a few seconds, to think about who are those people in your life that can help you, will help you, are there for you when you are looking to be resilient and need someone to help encourage you to bounce back up from any type of setback, loss, just challenge that you're facing. Can you think of some people, your family, some friends, or a group that you're already connected to? Now, if you're having a hard time of thinking of a few people, then start thinking about a group or, some people that you can connect with that have interests that align with you so that you can have a great support system as you work to make some of these changes in your life to reimagine success for yourself. All right, now I'm going to talk about the next thing on the list in order to improve your resilience. The next tip is to make every day meaningful. And we've talked about this on this podcast as well. It's always important to find your why, understand what motivates you, So this is very similar. Make every day meaningful. That means do something that gives you a sense of accomplishment and purpose every day. Set clear, achievable goals to help you look toward the future with meaning. So we talked, if you've been listening for a while, you've probably thought about some goals that you have, a few. I always suggest keeping the list pretty short so that you can focus and hone in on those few goals. And so if you have those goals, in your sights, then that can be something that you are working towards each and every day to give your life some meaning and some purpose. And also it helps if you have good people around you as well to make every day meaningful and fun and enjoyable. So the first tip kind of goes along with the second tip. People and being connected with people will also help make every day meaningful for you if you're able to spend time with them on a regular basis. So that's the second tip to help you improve resilience. You may be knocked down one day, but then you still can wake up the next day looking forward to continuing to work on and achieve your goals. The third tip is learn from experience. Think about how you've coped with hardships in the past. Consider the skills and strategies that helped you through difficult times. You might even write about past experiences in a journal to help you identify positive and negative behavior patterns and guide your future behavior. So I know in the past, we've all had trials and tribulations, be they small or big, and you've made it through. You've come to the other side and gotten past those and are moving on to new things. So remember and remind yourself how you got over and how you got past those situations. Now, there may have been some good habits that you had to help you get through. There also may have been some negative habits. So we don't want to repeat the negative habits if you're trying to numb all of your pain or your issues with substances or bad habits. We don't want to do that, but we want to think about the things that were good that helped us feel better and achieve and get back on track. And some of those things could be spending time, once again, with those meaningful people in your life, being connected with them. They could be, setting your sights and reminding yourself what your goals are. They also could be helping others. You know, you may be in a bad spot, but you can still always help somebody else. So there's so many ways that you can learn from the hardships and the experiences that you've already had in your past. And as you're working towards reimagining success for your life and improving yourself and just growing and learning each day, you can also learn from your negative experiences. I mean, honestly, if you aren't learning from your negative experiences, what are they for anyway? So the next tip is remain hopeful. You cannot change the past, but you can always look towards the future. Accepting and even anticipating change makes it easier to adapt and view new challenges with less anxiety. And I think this is a good place to reiterate the crystal for the day. Ain't gonna let nobody turn me around. Keep that hope alive. Don't let anyone turn you around, get you off track, or make you lose hope. Because your goals are your goals and they're there for you to reach. And no matter what stumbling blocks or challenges that you are facing, those can be overcome by you, but also with help. Those people you're connected to can help you. Get over them, get around them, knock through them. So we ain't gonna let nobody turn us around. Without hope, we don't have much in life. So it's always important to remain hopeful, even when it's hard, even when it's tough. And allow others around you to help continue to motivate you and help you remain hopeful when you're not meeting your challenges. I mean, meeting your goals and your expectations. I mean, you may have a goal, exercising is one that I talk about sometimes. You may have a goal to exercise 3 times this week and you did 0. But guess what? You still have another day, another week. Your goal's still in front of you, so you can keep trying and start again. and just keep that hope alive. Keep the hope alive, but also start to take action. That'll help as well. So remember to remain hopeful. Now, another tip for being resilient is take care of yourself. Tend to your own needs and feelings. Participate in activities and hobbies that you enjoy. Include physical activity in your daily routine. Get plenty of sleep and create consistent bedtime rituals. Eat a healthy diet. Practice stress management and relaxation techniques, such as yoga, meditation, guided imagery, deep breathing, or prayer. So all of these things can help you take care of yourself so that you can use your energy to focus on your goals, on your family, on just enjoying your life, having peace in your life, and reimagining success for yourself in your life. Now, we've talked in previous podcasts also about taking care of yourself. We've talked about being mindful, meditation, and a lot of these things that you can do to take care of yourself are around being mindful, just being present in the moment and being mindful. But of course, there are the ones about exercising, getting rest, creating a daily routine. So these are all great things to do. If you're not doing these things yet, or you're doing some of them, maybe take one or two to try to get started on. Don't try to do all 10 of them at once. And then that's one quick way to get yourself discouraged. Just pick one or two things that you know you can do. It could be just go to bed an hour earlier so that you can get ample rest. Or it could be when you wake up, take 5 minutes to meditate pray or just have quiet time. I mean, these are simple steps to help you take care of yourself, refocus on what your desires are, and listen to your inner self so that you can step out into the world strong and sure of what you want and which direction you need to go in to reach your goals and dreams. So remember, take care of yourself. And the last tip for helping you to become and be resilient is be proactive. This one might be one that you wouldn't necessarily think of in this for these tips, but being proactive means don't ignore your problems. Being resilient means trying to get over and get past your problems, but do not ignore them either. Instead, figure out what needs to be done, make a plan, and take action. Although it can take time to recover from a major setback, traumatic event, or a loss, know that your situation can improve if you work at it. So remember to be proactive, take steps to move forward in the direction that you're hoping and wanting to move forward in. Laying around, just sleeping all day, or ignoring the problems, it's not going to make them go away. But take steps to try to get around them, get through them, get over them, and enlist other people who you are connected with, who care about you, who are in your social circles or groups or families. Get them to help you. And everybody's not going to, you know, be the one to help you, but figure out who it is and find that person or two or few who can help you and give you the positive advice, feedback, and the positivity in your life that you need to be resilient and to continue moving on your path and continue getting to where you see yourself, not where others see you, but where you see yourself in the future. And these people who are in your life, they may actually even encourage you and help you to push you forward and maybe help you to push you further than you even saw yourself. But once you are locked into these folks, they can help you. And you can also help yourself. So being proactive, the last tip, is all about helping yourself take action, but be open to others helping you as well. So those are the 6 tips for improving resiliency in your life. And once again, these things that I've talked about on this podcast that help us reimagine success, they're all great. They're things that we can do. Becoming happier, tips on that. Like I said, the Renaissance, things to help you have a renaissance in your life. These are all things that you can do. But there are going to be times where you may not feel like doing them. You may have quit for a while, got knocked down because one thing or the other has happened in your life. But resiliency can help you get up, get back on your path, and not quit. Reach your goals and achieve them. It's never easy to reach an important goal, to find success in the way that you know you can. It's not going to be easy, but you can do it, especially if you are resilient and you can get right back up again and keep moving. So I'm going to recap these 6 tips for you, how to be resilient and improve resilience in your life. So tip number 1 was get connected. Family, friends, faith groups, volunteering groups, or community groups. Find somewhere to get connected. Number 2, make every day meaningful in your life. Do something that gives you a sense of accomplishment. Tip number 3, learn from experience. Think and remember how you've coped with hardships in the past. Number 4, remain hopeful. You can't change the past, but you can always look towards the future. Number 5, take care of yourself. Tend to your own needs and feelings. And number 6, be proactive. Don't ignore your problems, but instead figure out what needs to be done. Make a plan and take action. Now, I just want to wish you blessings and give you encouragement because you can do it. You can get on and remain on the path that you see yourself being on to help you get to your goals and dreams. Don't stop. Don't give up. Be resilient. This is Melanie Crystal with the Reimagine Success podcast. And thank you again for joining. And I look forward to talking to you again very soon. Also, if you want to check me out on social media, I do have an Instagram page at Melanie Crystal. And also TikTok, Melanie Crystal. And I do have a LinkedIn, Melanie Crystal. So check me out on one of those if you want to connect. Take care. Bye for now.
100% owned and operated by Shawnee Radio App. They said we couldn't do it, and we did it anyway. The hottest independent network in the world.
Kaboom.
Kaboom. Kaboom.